everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley was created by OSU researchers and is marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from the Texas and Kansas overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
All right, welcome back. Light to moderate support today still holding in cattle trade, although buyers were unable to maintain early morning support. The lack of follow-through interest in the complex expected to dwindle support throughout the rest of the complex, which limited overall activity until the closing bell. Corn prices were lower today in light trade. September corn futures about 2 cents lower. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 56 points higher, while NASDAQ is down 4 points. In live cattle, narrow gains still held across live cattle futures today, with nearby futures giving back triple-digit support, which developed early this morning. The ability to keep prices, though, higher has more to do with the overall lack of trade volume here in the market late in the week more than any other factor in the complex. Cash cattle activity remaining sluggish today, with just a handful of trades taking place here and there near $106 throughout the day. Firm gains held in several feeder cattle futures, although the ability to sustain early buyer support quickly eroded. August contracts gave back all of its morning support with a 5 cent loss. Traders continued to focus on the upcoming cattle on feed report, which was released after the close of the market here on Friday. Meanwhile, grain futures were mixed today as a choppy overnight session wound down, leaving futures little changed after Thursday's gains. Corn prices were lower today and traded in a narrow range just above Thursday's contract low after they failed to hold an early rally. Follow-through buying failed to develop on the heels of yesterday's reversal higher and left December vulnerable to a reversal lower today. Soybeans sold a little profit-taking after Thursday's rally. November futures posted an inside day lower after it bumped into chart resistance at the trend line off of August highs. Finally, wheat prices tried to hold a more positive tone after it followed bullish reversals higher on Thursday. While winter wheat contracts turned around from new contract lows, Minneapolis September bounced off its 100-day moving average before it ran into chart resistance of its own. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.